Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In our current series, God is Faithful, we have begun to follow certain Hebrew words in the Scripture that when translated into our English Bibles come out as faithful, faithfulness, true. And as we will see with our next word, speak to steadiness and reliability. God's Word always reveals who God is. Let me say that again. God's Word, the Bible, always reveals who God is. In fact, our only trustworthy source for the revelation of the God who is the Holy Scripture. God reveals who He is, and He does so through the Bible, thus making this book the most important book ever written and read. So that again this day we lean on God's Word to tell us about the faithfulness of God. And what we learn is that God is faithful from the beginning and will be so to the end. Thus far we have said God is faithful to everyone, and we began with how He is faithful to people who are not Christians, to unbelievers. Then we said God is faithful to His people, Christians, believers, and demonstrated this tracking a Hebrew word, emeth. We found this word in the text relating to God's relationship with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. And today I want to introduce you to a second Hebrew word, and we find that in context, this time in the life of Moses. If you want to follow along in your Bible, please turn to Exodus chapter 17. That's Exodus 17. As you turn there, let me remind you about the God Is podcast. If you are just joining us and or you want to hear anything you may have missed in this series thus far, it is easy to get the podcast. Just visit the website godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Right on the homepage, you will find the latest podcast as well as a link for this specific series, God is Faithful. Click and play. And be sure and subscribe to the podcast so that they are automatically downloaded to your mobile device each week. Never miss an episode, friends. Get the God Is podcast from godisministry.org. Oh, and each podcast comes with a link marked Read Along. Click that and get the transcript. To read what I am saying, click Read Along. And then you will have the quotations, the words, the references, and you can use all of this to deepen your own study and share with others. All right, let's dig in. I'm excited to do this with you. Our next word is emunah. Emunah. If you want a spelling, the transliteration, write this in your Bible or notes. E-M-U-N-A-H. Emunah. This word is used 49 times in Scripture, and it means faithfulness. At its core, this word means steadiness and reliability. Let me read what the Strong's Lexicon says about this word. In ancient Israelite culture, emunah was a foundational concept that underscored the covenantal relationship between God and His people. It was not merely an intellectual assent, but involved a deep relational trust and commitment. This concept was crucial in a society where oral agreements and covenants were binding and faithfulness was a highly valued trait. Unquote. So we have a word that speaks about the fidelity, the faithfulness, the steadiness and reliability of God. And this reflects not merely an intellectual or an abstract understanding of God, but rather this word reflects the relational trust and commitment God's people had with Him. Notice how the lexicon reflects on the importance of oral agreements and covenants and how binding they were. In that context, faithfulness was essential. We live in a bit of a different context in which faithfulness is gravely diminished but not by God, who is the same, but by us. Hey, even what we agree upon, put down on paper, and signed is often challenged later in court and often overruled. But this was not the experience of the ancient Israelites in their ongoing relationship with the Lord. They enjoyed a covenant relationship with Him that was binding on the Lord as well as themselves. And we have been looking at covenant during the last several episodes of God Is. So the faithfulness of God to covenant reflects a deep relational trust and commitment. This is not abstract, but practical, as we are about to see. I urge you to put all this teaching into practice in your own life. God is not far off somewhere, hardly able to relate to you or you to Him. God is the relational being, and in His covenant with you, His faithfulness, steadiness, and reliability will come out. These excellencies will be present in His relationship with you. Please do not treat our time together as a purely academic or intellectual exercise. Apply what you are learning. Actively look for God's faithfulness for you. Do not forget this, and I will remind you of it. With this in mind, let's get to our text. I'm reading Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through the end of the chapter, verse 16. Exodus 17, 8 through 16. And I read from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and went to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sunset. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner." And he said, "The Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation." I will tell you up front where the word emunah is so that you can mark this in your text. It is in verse 12. Thus Moses' hands were steady until the sunset. That word steady is this word emunah. In Exodus 17, verse 12, the English word for steady is the Hebrew word emunah. This narrative relates a portion of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. At this point in the journey, they are at this place called Rephidim. And verse 8 says, Amalek comes to fight Israel. Anyone with the notion that the exodus from Egypt was some sort of pleasant stroll for the Israelites, you've got it all wrong. This trek was a battle, as this text reveals. Now, who was Amalek? He was the grandson of Esau. The other day we read about Esau, the twin brother of Jacob. Well, here is Esau's grandson acting like his grandfather and living contrary to Israel. Amalekites, who took their name from Amalek, were a nomadic people that lived in the desert, and here they come to challenge the Israelites. God had promised destruction to the Amalekites, as we just read, but that judgment was not immediate. In the Hebrew Bible, we read about them actually defeating Israel at one point. God used them to discipline his disobedient people. King Saul failed to defeat them, and they later fought against David. David won. Ultimately, God was faithful and destroyed the Amalekites. We can take God at his word. Anyway, verse 9 then says that Moses spoke to Joshua. Did you know this is the first reference in Scripture to this man, Joshua? He will be the key military leader for Israel later, but here we can hardly consider the army that fought this battle well prepared, practiced, or well seasoned. They are just a group of men who had to go out and fight under the sovereign direction of God. Moses tells Joshua, "Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." And next time, which could be tomorrow for us, depending on when this airs, we will pick up the true story here. We still have much to learn. For example, what is this staff and what is its use? What is all this about the group at the top of the hill? Moses holds up his hand and the Israelites are winning, but then he lowers his hand and Amalek is winning. Then Moses sits down, but his hands have to be held up, and so on and so forth. Well, someone says, "I already know what all this means, Swallow. I have studied this passage many times." I say, good on you. Maybe you should teach it instead of me. Oh, bring your knowledge. Test what I say to find out if it is true. I am always very happy to hear from listeners who know the Bible well. But for those who are tuning in who do not know about or forgot about what happens in Exodus 17, for you, we will be back, Lord willing, with more, including more on this Hebrew word. We are discovering that God is faithful, he is steady, and he is reliable. Do you need God to be steady and reliable in your life? I sure do. So come back next time and find out that God is faithful, God is steady, and God is reliable. And we'll do all this because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.